Cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of death in the United States. It beats all forms of cancer combined.
And risk factors for the disease range from diabetes and hypertension to obesity and high cholesterol. So Dr. Mullins, family medicine specialist with Baptist Memorial Healthcare, says decreasing your chances of developing these risk factors is your best defense against heart disease. And now health professionals say it's easier than ever to find heart-healthy lifestyle guides and home remedies from medical journals, wellness blogs, and health magazines. But the healthcare provider says he believes there is no substitution for these two lifestyle changes.
Well, there's no supplement that's going to prevent cardiovascular disease more than diet and exercise. Because if you start someone moving, they tend to make better choices with their diet.
And making significant lifestyle changes can be a challenge as many people continue to find a work-life balance. Dr. Mullen says he encourages patients to keep it simple and take it one day at a time.
The key to starting someone with a lifestyle change is go slow, make substantial changes that are easy to live with, and then slowly improve on that process. So it's literally one day at a time, one meal at a time, one walk at a time.
And the primary care physician offers this tip to get patients started on their road to a heart-healthy lifestyle.
The highest hurdle most of us ever get over is getting started on doing something every day. Start with a 5-minute walk every day. Once you're doing something every day, if you're going to slowly increase that, if you're already walking every day, adding a couple of minutes a month is not a big deal. Even at the 5-minute, I've had people that have just been reluctant to get started. So I tell them, have some comfort clothes by bedside, roll out of bed, jump on your treadmill, your stationary bike, or your sidewalk, do 5 minutes, and then go take a shower and get ready for your morning.
Health professionals say maintaining an overall healthy lifestyle will not only help you prevent cardiovascular disease, but it will also help you have the best quality of life. I'm Bernadette Davis. Live life well.